A Stab in the Dark by Lawrence Block. A Matthew Scudder novel. Read by William Roberts. For Patrick Trees. Chapter 1. I didn't see him coming. I was in Armstrong's at my usual table in the rear. The lunch crowd had thinned out and the noise level had dropped. There was classical music on the radio, and you could hear it now without straining. It was a gray day out, a mean wind blowing, the air holding a promise of rain. A good day to be stuck in a Ninth Avenue saloon, drinking bourbon-spiked coffee, and reading the Post story about some madman slashing passers-by on First Avenue. Mr. Scudder? 60 or thereabouts, high forehead, rimless eyeglasses over pale blue eyes, graying blonde hair combed to lie flat on the scalp, say 5'9" or 10", say 170 pounds, light complexion, clean-shaven, narrow nose, small, thin-lipped mouth, gray suit, white shirt, tie striped in red and black and gold, briefcase in one hand, umbrella in the other. May I sit down? I nodded at the chair opposite mine. He took it, drew a wallet from his breast pocket, and handed me a card. His hands were small, and he was wearing a Masonic ring. I glanced at the card, handed it back. Sorry, I said, but I don't want any insurance, I said, and you wouldn't want to sell me any. I'm a bad risk. He made a sound that might have been nervous laughter. God, he said, of course you'd think that, wouldn't you? I didn't come to sell you anything. I can't remember the last time I wrote an individual policy. My area's group policies for corporations. He placed the card in the blue checked cloth between us.